السلام عليكم جميعا أيها الإخوة المؤمنون والأخوات المؤمنات ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وشفيع ذنوبنا وحبيب قلوبنا أبي القاسم محمد وأهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. يقول الله سبحانه وتعالى في كتابه الكريم: بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، وله المثل الأعلى في السماوات والأرض. صدق الله العلي العظيم. إن شاء الله we are going to see what Al-Quran Al-Kareem is telling us about this higher or highest level of example that was set for the mankind. The highest level of example in heavens and on earth. But before of that, we have to move a little bit to the corners of Al-Quran Al-Kareem to see that Al-Quran Al-Kareem has set lot of examples, and they are different between one and the other one. Like this one, إن الله، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، إن الله لا يستحي أن يضرب مثلا ما بعوض. An example was set for mankind mentality to think. This بعوض, the bug, a very small animal. إنسان actually, whatever he can get of knowledge and education and experience and technology, he cannot make one natural ba'udah, one natural bug, abada. And this ayah also has different kind of explanation, because we're gonna go, if we wanna go deeper, it will take time. The other example is with that fly, the natural fly, that the insan also cannot make a natural fly that he can make in the same time a super jet or missiles or any kind of these things, but they cannot put like a soul, a natural soul in those bodies, like the soul of the fly. This fly that one time or sometime can humiliate one tyrant by himself. It happened one day, with the Quran al-Kareem said it like this: وَلَوْ اجْتَمَعُوا لَهُ. Mankind and the jinn, al-ins and the jinn, they cannot make natural fly to fly. Abadan. وَلَوْ اجْتَمَعُوا لَهُ وَإِنْ يَسْلُبْهُمُ الذُّبَابُ شَيْئًا لَا يَسْتَنْقِذُوهُ مِنَهُ. And if that natural fly will come and suck out some of your blood or my blood, you cannot chase it back to take your blood back from the stomach of that fly. You have no power. The fly, this small one, small animal, that you think it's regular, nothing, it has power more than insan himself. ضعف الطالب والمطلوب. The insan is a weak creature, and the fly is a weak creature. But that fly can humiliate one tyrant. There is this one time, Abu Ja'far al-Mansur, in his majlis, a fly came to him, chasing him back and forth, and he was trying to catch, he couldn't make it. He chased it back, came down from his chair, and he went to chase the fly. He couldn't make it. Came back. He was so angry. Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam was sitting in the majlis. He stared Imam al-Sadiq like he was staring to him, like he was putting the responsibility of the creation of the fly on Imam al-Sadiq. He said, why Allah Azza wa Jalla created this animal, this fly? لِمَا خَلَقَ اللَّهُ الذُّبَابَ؟ For what reason? الإمام الصادق عليه السلام told him ليذل به رقاب الجبابرة. He said Allah سبحانه وتعالى created that fly just to humiliate the tyrants. Said Abel. It's just an example. Anyway, there is this example was set for that insan الذي أتيناه آياتنا. Look at what kind of an example. الإنسان الذي أتيناه آياتنا فانسلخ منها. We have given this insan our ayat and our signs of the truth, and he knows it very well, and he's well aware of it. But what he did, those ayats still around, but himself pulled himself out of these ayat. He pulled himself out. If he will stay with those ayat, he will be very strong, powerful. Or Shaitan al-Rajim is not going to chase him. But when he pulled himself out, he became weak. So Shaitan chased him and he took him. Occupied his heart actually. الَّذِي أَتَيْنَاهُ آيَاتِنَا فَانْسَلَخَ مِنْهَا فَأَتْبَعَهُ الشَّيْطَانِ مَثَلُهُ كَمَثَلِ الْكَلْبِ. Like this. Quran Kareem gave that example to this insan that is pulling himself from the ayatullah, from the signs of the truth. He gave him the example of that dog. إن تحمل عليه يلهث أو تتركه يلهث. He's gonna bark anyway. Like this. Or in Surah Al-Jum'ah, مثل الذين حملوا التوراة ثم لم يحملوها كمثل الحمار. Another example like this beautiful, positive, constructive word. ضرب الله مثلا كلمة طيبة كشجرة طيبة. The positive word. Example of the positive constructive word is like a tree that is full of fruit that give that fruit all the time. تؤتي أكلها كل حين بإذن ربها. The beautiful word would sail in the land, in the society, like that fruitful tree that gives fruit all the time. It doesn't stop. And the other example, وضرب الله مثلا خبيثة كشجرة خبيث اجتثت من الأرض ليس لها من قرار. And also the negative word, the example of the negative word is like a negative tree, a bad kind of tree that has no root. But the root of that positive and constructive word, its root is so solid in the ground and the branches in the sky, high in the sky. And that negative tree, no root. ليس لها من قرار. It shakes with any small wind. Shake. There's some examples, hundreds of examples. There's a book called الأمثال القرآنية. الأمثال القرآنية. Some, they are this positive word and negative word. And among the people themselves, you have good people and you have bad people. Like in the chapter of التحريم, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وضرب الله مثلا للذين آمنوا. Two women were set as an example for the believers, for the مؤمنين. Who are those two women in the chapter of التحريم? آسة بنت مزاحم, the wife of Pharaoh. She the positive, I mean the opposite way. The wife of Pharaoh became to be one great example of the مؤمنين. وضرب الله مثلا للذين آمنوا امرأة فرعون التي قالت رب ابن لي عندك بيتا في الجنة ونجني من فرعون وملئه ونجني من القوم الظالمين وعمله ونجني من القوم الظالمين ومريم ابنة عمران. Another example was set for the كافرين and for those corruptors, two women, two wives of the prophets. وضرب الله مثلا للذين كفروا امرأة نوح امرأة لوط كانتا تحت عبدين من عبادنا صالحين فخانتاهما فقلنا ادخلا النار مع الداخلين. It was set as an example for the corruptor. Two women from here and two women from there. But in this ayah, what Al-Quran al-Kareem is talking about in here? وَلَهُ الْمَثَلُ الْأَعْلَى. It is amthal, the highest level of example in heaven and on earth. المثل الأعلى, our ulama, they go to say they are Muhammad wa al Muhammad. highest level of example that was set for mankind among the creatures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are Ahlul Bayt alayhum salam, the people of infallibility. Highest example in purity, infallibility, in knowledge, in great type of attitude, in everything. You go to Ahlul Bayt alayhum salam, you see the perfection of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala placed in them. Ahlul Bayt alayhum salam. Even if they want to get angry, they don't get angry for themselves. We have this one, they say, sometime والكاظمين الغيظ, like somebody is restraining anger because he got angry. And Ahlul Bayt alayhum salam, they restrain anger because they became angry. Some of ulama, they say Ahlul Bayt, they don't have anger for themselves. If they want to get angry, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because they are not going to cry for anything they lost in this dunya. They don't care about if they would lose the dunya itself. We know that Imam Ali alayhi salam, one day, he told Abdullah ibn Abbas, ما قيمة هذه النعل? What do you think? Can you evaluate the price of my shoes? Ibn Abbas, he said, there's no value for your shoes. Nothing. Nobody's going to buy your shoes even for one dirham. He said, إن خلافتكم عندي أو إن دنياكم عندي مثل كان علي هاتين. Your dunya, all the dunya that you have, that you can see, and the dunya that you can't see, it's like my shoes, like this. إلا أن أقيم حقنا وأرحض باطلا. So Ahlul Bayt, if something from these materials of this dunya is taken from them, they're not going to be angry for themselves. They could be angry because they could not be able to use what they have for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like this. Because what they own, even if they own, Imam Ali alayhi salam one time, he had only one dinar from this dunya. One dinar. Zahra alayhi salam told him, we need to buy something. We need to feed the kids. We need to eat. One dinar. He went outside trying to buy something. On his way, he found a friend of him called Al-Miqdad. You know, Al-Miqdad. Al-Miqdad was sitting under the sun, and he was so frustrated and so tired. Imam Ali alayhi salam told him, What are you doing in this hot season, sitting here in the desert alone? What's going on with you? He said, don't ask me, Amir al-Mu'mineen. Don't let me tell you what happened. I don't know. Just continue your way, do your job, and I'll be okay. Imam Ali, no, test it now. Maybe you have something in mind. I have to know what's happening with you. You have to tell me. Miqdad said, my family are very hungry, and I need to feed them, and I promised them that I'm going to bring them something, and I have nothing in this dunya. Imam Ali alayhi salam, he had only one dinar in this dunya. He gave it to Al-Miqdad. You know, this all what he owns as a bank account from this dunya. They're not going to be angry for themselves. They restrain anger in for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because they are not going to punish to defend themselves for the greedy that they have in their heart. They don't have abada. There is one time that man came straight to Imam Ali alayhi salam. He's one of the enemies. He thinks he's seen right by attacking Imam Ali alayhi salam. And he's the Amir al-Mu'mineen. And he has the upper hand. He's the governor. He can do whatever he wants with the guy. Those who were around him, they said, let us take care of him, ya Amir al-Mu'mineen. Because he's insulting you. Imam Ali alayhi salam, I'll take care of him. He came to him and told him, what happened? Maybe you are a stranger. You don't know anything about this area or this land. If you are hungry, we will feed you. You're thirsty, we will give you water. If you don't have any shelter, we'll give you shelter. Look what kind of akhlaq, what kind of high level attitude is facing that attacker and that insulter. What kind of beautiful language. This is the language of the mu'mineen and the language of Amir al-Mu'mineen. Ahlul Bayt alayhum as-salam, they were set divinely as the highest level of example. وَلَهُ الْمَثَلُ الْأَعْلَى فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَفِي الْأَرْضِ. In this dunya and in al-akhirah, you will never see similar to Ahlul Bayt salam Allahi alayhi. نَحْنُ أَهْلُ اللَّهُمَّ صَلَّى عَلَى مُحَمَّدٍ نَحْنُ أَهْلُ الْبَيْتِ لَا يُقَاسُ بِنَا أَحَدٌ أَبَدًا. Even if somebody would say Ali أفضل من معاوية, you cannot say Ali better than معاوية, because معاوية has nothing to do with فضل أبداً. You cannot say, it's like somebody is saying this brother, the believer, is better than that حجر, than that stone. There's no similarities in here, يعني, to say that I am better than the stone. Stone is not insan at all, أبداً. And sometimes a stone could be better than a bad insan. ثم قصد قلوبكم فهي كالحجارة وإن من الحجارة لما يتفجر منها الأنهار. Sometimes the hijara stones could be better than bad and ugly and human being, because the hijara or the rocks could give water from around or from inside. That water will come out ينابيع, spring of waters from the rocky mountains. But from the heart of that tyrant or that ظالم, nothing, no mercy, no light, abadan, at all. Right, but when you come to the scene of al-Iman, you cannot compare anything to the scene of Iman and purity and infallibility. Look at this beautiful poem, speaking about al-Imam Ali alayhi salam. And inshallah we'll go on to al-Imam Zain al-Abidin alayhi salam to see that they are the same. Ahl al-Bayt alayhi salam, they are the same level. عصمه and طهارة and purity and infallibility. This poem saying about الإمام سلام الله عليه, he said جمعت في صفاتك الأضداد فلهذا عزت لك الأنداد. حاكم زاهد. You see these opposite characters, sometimes you cannot see it placed in one time in one individual. When somebody is a حاكم, is a governor, you're not gonna see him like a humble. When he's a hakim and governor, oh, he's going to be tough, maybe arrogant, and he's not going to take his position like the other ones because he's a governor, mashallah. So, but for the Imam alayhi salam, no, hakimun zahidun. He's a hakim, governor, the leader of the army, the man number one in the country, but he is humble, زاهد, حاكم زاهد, حليم شجاع. You see this one? حليم شجاع. In the same time that he is the bravest, he is حليم when it comes to restrain anger. If he will get angry for anything for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as we said, he is so حليم, so متواضع. حليم شجاع ناسك فاتك فقير جواد. ناسك فاتك. In the same time when he takes very solid and firm position in the time of fight in battlefield, he is so humble when he goes to his place of worship. النسك التي هي العبادة. ناسك فاتك فقير جواد. When he is poor, somebody who is poor, how he's going to show his generosity when someone is poor? He has nothing to give, but he is given. See, somebody sometime he is so rich, mashallah, so loaded with a lot of things, he doesn't give anything. And someone who is very poor, he gives. Faqir, in the same time that he is faqir, jawad. And the examples, they are there in the surah Ahl al-Bayt. هَلْ أَتَعَ الْإِنسَانِ حِينُ مِنَ الدَّهْرِ لَمْ يَكُنْ شَيْئًا مَذْكُورًا وَيُطْعِمُونَ الطَّعَامَ عَلَى حُبِّهِ. معروف, you are aware of this one. They have nothing but this bread. They have given that bread for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nothing to eat after that, abadan. 3 days of siyam, but ala al ma' al quraah, they drink only water. Great gift came to them by Jibra'il alayhi salam, this chapter of Hal Ata. Sallu ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad.
Nasikun fatikun faqirun jawadu khuluqun yukhjilu an-naseema min al-lutf wa ba'sun yadhubu minhu al-jamal. Khuluq, the attitude of Ahlul Bayt alayhum salam, is even softer than this soft wind. It's like this. You see the soft wind when you have it in the springtime, you love it. Okay, this is the khuluq of Amir al-Mu'mineen and the khuluq and the attitude of Ahlul Bayt alayhum salam. You're not gonna be happier than to face them with this beautiful soft wind, and even better than that, وَبَأْسٌ يَذُوبُ مِنْهُ. In the same time, they have, if this rock will hear the sounding voice of Ali alayhi salam, it will be split. It's like this. وَبَأْسٌ يَذُوبُ مِنْهُ, it will melt like a salt in the hot tea, or the sugar in the hot tea, it will melt when the sound of Ali alayhi salam will be heard by that rock. It's like this. There is this khitab of Imam Zain al-Abidin alayhi salam. Sallu ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Ahlul Bayt alayhum salam, they are made divinely as a special order. Abada. As we said, you cannot compare them to the others. La yumkin. Abada. So this khitab in al-Sham, fi majlis Yazid ibn Mu'awiyah, long khitab, long speech of Imam Zain al-Abidin alayhi salam. But this is very important, this paragraph is very, very important. When he said alayhi salam, ya ayyuha al-Nas, u'tina sit, wa fuddilna bi sab'a. We were given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala 6 things. Us, only us. Allah Azza wa Jalla did not give them to anybody else from this creation. Only to us, we were given those 6 types of characters. أعطينا العلم. العلم. The knowledge is with Ahlul Bayt, not with anybody else. No matter what they pretend, if they have knowledge of this or that, they are taken from Ahlul Bayt alayhum salam. And they ruin the channel of the knowledge according to their own desire and personal affair. But any knowledge, Abu Hanifa, he said, لولا السنتان لهلك النعمان. Without these 2 years that actually I learned with the Imam al-Sadiq, I will be perished. Nothing. There will be no Abu Hanifa at all. العلم عند أهل البيت. أعطينا ست وفضلنا بسبع. We were given 6 and we were granted 7. Okay, the 6 characters is al-ilm and al-hilm. Okay, hilm, which is the restraining anger. Al-hilm, the highest level of attitude, of humbleness. Okay, wal-hilm, wal-samaha, prestige in the society and in the history. Samaha, wal-fasaha. Fasaha is the eloquency, you know, the language. Fahd al-bayt, you go to Nahj al-Balagha, Sahif al-Sajjadiyya, or all the talks of Ahlul Bayt alayhum salam. Wal-fasaha, wal-shaja'a, the bravery also. Shaja'a, you cannot see shaja'a anywhere else, but in Ahlul Bayt alayhum salam. Wal-shaja'a, wal-mahabbata fi qulub al-mu'mineen. And this is very important, that great amount of love in the hearts of mu'mineen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave it to Ahlul Bayt alayhum salam. That the qulub al-mu'mineen is well occupied with that great amount of love toward Ahlul Bayt salamullahi alayhim. You can feel it as a mu'min and as a believer. You will feel that Ali alayhi salam is in your heart. That Sadiq alayhi salam is very close to your heart. You will feel that all the imams, they are in your heart, occupying your soul. They are with you and around you. This is a great blessing and great honor for al-insan to feel like this, because he will know that himself is close to Ahlul Bayt alayhum salam. Just feel it. And we were granted seven things. One of them, first of all, بِأَنَّ مِنَّ الْمُخْتَارِ. It's telling everybody, because these Shamis or the others who were around Yazid ibn Muawiyah, they thought that these captive ones, they are from Turk or Daylam or foreigners. No, they are Ahlul Bayt. They are Ahlul Bayt. They are the sons of Muhammad wa Ali. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. بني الدين فاستقام ولولا ضرب ماضي ما استقام البناء. Without the sword of Ali, without the right hand of the Prophet Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam, without those admirable hits and remarkable hits of Ali alayhi salam during those battlefields, you will see no Muawiyah sitting in any kind of podium or pulpit or minbar of Rasulullah. Abadan, you will see no government, Islamic government. Abadan. They are Muslims because of the sword of Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. And they are taking the family of the Prophet and the family of Ali captive. And they are calling them Kharijis. And they are calling them foreigners. But Imam Zain al-Abidin alayhi salam, during his speech, في مجلس يزيد, disclosed what Yazid is hiding for people. And he told them, we were granted these six, seven things. فَضِّلْنَا بِأَنَّ مِنَّ الْمُخْتَارِ. From us, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Not from anybody else. If you believe in the prophethood of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is our father, our grandfather. He is from us, not from the tribe of Bani Umayyah or the other one. وَمِنَّ الصَّدِّيقِ وَمِنَّ الصَّدِّيقِ. الصَّدِّيقِ is Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. Nobody else is Siddiq. If they tell you this is Siddiq or that one Siddiq, it's because that the titles of Imam Ali alayhi salam were hijacked and stolen by the others. This one, he gave himself Siddiq and he has no Siddiq at all, no truth at all. How he's gonna be truthful when he took Fadak from Az-Zahra alayhi salam? It's not inheritance. It's given by the Prophet to Az-Zahra alayhi salam. How he's gonna be Siddiq? When Az-Zahra alayhi salam came to testify for her right, he said, no, we don't believe you because you are a woman. Ali came to testify, we don't believe you because you're gonna testify for your wife. Al-Hasan wal-Hussein, they came to testify, they said, you are kids. Ayman came, you are a woman, and you forget, you don't know what you're talking about. You lost your mind. You don't want to accept their right to testify. How come Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala invited them in the day of Al-Mubahala and accepted their prayer in Al-Mubahala? Allah Azza wa Jal, you don't wanna take their words? This is really opposite. As-Siddiq. And the other word, take Al-Faruq. Ali is Al-Faruq. Bain Al-Haqqi wal-Batil. Ali is the partitioner between the truth and the false. Abadan. Bain Al-Haqqi wal-Batil. And the other one is Al-Nurayn. The first light is Al-Hasan, the second light is Al-Husayn. And nobody has Hasan wa Husayn except Ali wa Fatima. Abad. Ayah the Nurayn.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad.
Amir al-Mu'mineen. Wa Amir al-Mu'mineen. How many Amir al-Mu'mineen we have in the history? We have only one Amir al-Mu'mineen. The one who was appointed by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Ghadir Qum, only Ali alayhi salam, he's Amir al-Mu'mineen. Hatta al-Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam, one time, there's one, somebody came and told him, assalamu alayka ya Amir al-Mu'mineen. Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam told him, wa alayka salam, but don't repeat it again as Amir al-Mu'mineen, because Amir al-Mu'mineen is a title was given to Imam Ali, to my grandfather Ali, by the Prophet in Ghadir Khum. He is the only Amir. It's a title for him. in the same time that you can say that Sadiq alayhi salam is the master of the mu'mineen and the prince of mu'mineen and the leader of the mu'mineen. But this title is for Ali alayhi salam. There is this guy during the Khilafah of Bani Umayyah. His name is Al-Walid ibn Yazid ibn Abd al-Malik. He was called Amir al-Mu'mineen. And one time opened the Quran al-Kareem to make like a khira or istikhara or something. He opened it. He thought that this ayah is telling him, وَاسْتَفْتَحُ وَخَابَ كُلُّ جَبَّارٍ عَنِيدٍ. The ayah spoken to him, telling him that you are the tyrants and you are the revolter against or the rejecter. And you are this. He thought that the Quran is talking to him directly. He told the Quran, wow, you are threatening me? You are telling me I am an organ? He put the Quran in a corner and started to shoot it with an arrow. And he told the Quran, تُهَدِّدُنِي بِجَبَّارٍ عَنِيدٍ. He said, فَذَاكَ أَنَا جَبَّارٌ عَنِيدٍ. He said, okay. You think that you're threatening me? I'm a tyrant and I am an arrogant. And I'm going to shoot you. إِذَا مَا جِئْتَ رَبَّكَ يَوْمَ حَشْرٍ فَقُلْ يَا رَبَّ مَزَّقَنَا الْوَلِيدُ. If you go to the day of judgment, testify against me in there and tell your Lord that I did put you apart. And this one, Amir al-Mu'mineen. And you go to any school right now, okay, out of the school of thought of Ahl al-Bayt alayhi wasalam, they tell you, Al-Walid ibn Yazid ibn Abd al-Malik, Rajul Dawla, is a governmental man. And he's a great guy. And he's Amir al-Mu'mineen. If you want to talk against him sometime, somewhere, they will take you to jail. Amir al-Mu'mineen, like Abd al-Malik ibn Marwan, 40 days, after 40 days when he's elected or been taken, when he took the Khilafah, he took half an ayah from the Quran al-Kareem, and he said to Al-Quran himself, there's an ayah called, it says in the chapter of Al-Kahf, هذا فراق بيني وبينك, يعني بين الخضر وموسى عليه السلام. Now there is a separation that starts between me and you. He read this ayah, he took Al-Quran, and he said, هذا فراق بيني وبينك. Now the separation between me and you starts. We're not going to be friends anymore. 40 days he was Amir al-Mu'mineen, and after that, he left. خلاص. انتهى. So anyway, وَمِنَّ الْمُخْتَارِ وَمِنَّ الصِّدِّيقِ وَمِنَّ الطَّيَّارِ. طيار, جعفر عليه السلام. وَمِنَّ الطَّيَّارِ وَمِنَّ أَسَدُ اللَّهِ وَأَسَدُ رَسُولِهِ. And from us, الحمزة ابن عبد المطلب. وَمِنَّ سُبْطَى هَذِهِ الْأُمَّةِ الحسن حسين. From us, ومنا مهديها.
الله صلى الله عليه وسلم.
This is a prediction. It's not a prediction, but was said by the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم about Imam al-Mahdi عليه السلام. Long time before the birth date of Imam al-Mahdi عليه السلام, Imam spoke about ومنا مهديها, who's going to take the revenge for the blood of Al-Imam Al-Husayn alayhi salam. Inshallah, this day is coming soon. Inshallah, in our own time. You know, in the time of Al-Imam Al-Imam alayhum salam, before the birth date of Al-Imam Al-Mahdi alayhi salam, many they were saying, they were wishing as if they would die. They would love to be revived back to fight with Al-Imam Al-Mahdi alayhi salam, to come back to life in the time of Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam. Because those 313 officers, they are going to lead with Imam alayhi salam, they're not going to be all of them alive. Some of them and many of them, they are dead. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to give them life. And they will come to be included in the government of Imam al-Mahdi salamullah alayhi. Sallu ala Muhammad. Going to this soft wind, and even better than that, the attitude of Ahlul Bayt salamullahi alayhim. There's this guy, see, we go to a little bit to Imam Zain al-Abidin alayhi salam. This guy came to Imam, also Zain al-Abidin salamullahi alayhi, to insult him. The Imam ignored him. The man kept insulting the Imam. The Imam ignored him, didn't respond back. The man said, Iyaka a'ni. Why you are turning your face? I'm meaning you. I mean you. I'm insulting you. Imam Ali said, and I'm ignoring you. What is he going to do? He's going to attack him back in his type of language. I'm ignoring you. You keep doing that, and I'm going to keep ignoring you. The man stopped. And there is this guy. Maybe he was good, maybe he was bad. What does he mean? But he came to Imam Aslam and told him, I heard somebody, that buddy, mentioned his name, that he was insulting you and you're out absent. And it's like he's backbiting you. Yani, ghibat, he's doing ghibat to you. Imam Zain al-Abidin alayhi salam, he said, well, if the thing that he was saying is right, he calculated very fast. For us, oh, we're going to go and catch him. We're going to call him to see what happened, why he did this, why he said that. We don't know. Maybe the sender or the communicator is bad. We don't know why he said it. Well, and for what kind of reason, what kind of excuse he had. But the Imam calculates things very, very, very fast. And he said it like this. If the thing that man actually backbited me, they are actually in me, okay, would I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive me? And if the things they are not in me and he's attacking me for no reason, I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive him. Like that, that's all. He killed the subject, that's all. Abadan. We know, we said yesterday about those 20 Shia, the big number, the largest number of the Shia in the time of the Imam Zain al-Abidin, they were 20, not more than that. But this amount expanded and went more and more and more. Because the Imam alayhi salam's attitude and his great level of speaking to people, because the language of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam covered all. Not only for the Shia, it swallowed too many people from the society. 1,000 students start the school of Imam Zain al-Abidin alayhi salam in al-Masjid al-Nabawi al-Sharif. 1,000, 20 of them Shia, and 980 they are not Shia, but they would love to listen to the teachings of Imam Zain al-Abidin alayhi salam. It's like that. And many of them, they turned their faith and they came back to at-tashayyu. And many of them, they would say, they used to say, in the season of Al-Hajj, we are not going to Hajj until we make sure that Zain al-Abidin is going, because we need to go to Hajj with Zain al-Abidin. We want to get benefit from him. And they are not Shia. At-tashayyu started to grow up more and more from the time of Imam Zain al-Abidin alayhi. Because his advices, his divine advices, they were not exactly going only for the Shia. It covers all type of people in the society. Even the non-Muslims. The non-Muslims. Look at this one, incident. One time, there is this guy that he was a Christian. And he attended for some time the school of Imam alayhi salam to see what Islam is talking about. He found himself in a honey factory. He said, MashaAllah, this is great. That's what I need. That's what I'm looking for. He came to Imam alayhi salam and he told him, well, I'm gonna be just Muslim right now and Shia and with you. He said, Ahla wa sahla, welcome. And he told him, well, I have a problem. What's your problem? He said, well, I have bad parents and I have a mother, she's a Christian, and I don't want to go there, back there, and I'm not going to respect her because she's a Christian. He said, no, you are a Muslim now, and you're going to go back and show her more respect. She's your mother, you have to show her more respect, because he used to be a bad boy with his mother when he was Christian. When he went back to his tribe, to his people, and to his mother, his mother saw the great change in his attitude toward her. She told him, what happened? What's going on? Who did actually teach you these kinds of things? He said, Imam Zain al-Abidin alayhi salam. She said, I am a Muslim. She became to be a Muslim. There is one of his khawas like a closest people to Imam alayhi salam. He came to Imam to just to sue some guys that actually they were giving him hard time. What he should do with them? Should take revenge? Should make dua against them? Should punish them? What he should do with them? But they are from the same society, from the same yani, people that he lives with, and he's around. They are around him. Imam Ali, Imam Zain al-Abidin al-Salam gave him this beautiful advice, and I meant it to say it because we need to get benefit from Imam alayhi salam's sayings and teaching. It's for me and for you and for anyone. Imam Zain al-Abidin alayhi salam, he said, those people actually that they made problem to you or they gave you hard time, you have to anzilhum manzilata ahli baytik. Just count them as they are members of your family. Count them as they are members of your family. فأما كبيرهم فأبوك. Take the older one than you, take him as he is your father. And the one who is younger than you, take him as he is your son. And the one who is similar to your age, like equal to your age, like the middle one of them, take him as he is your brother. Which one of those, the brother, the father, and the son, you want to do dhulm to? Or you want to make dua? Or you going to punish? You're going to punish your father or your brother or your son. And he told him also, continue to tell him, فَإِذَا حَدَّثَتْكَ نَفْسُكَ بِالرِّفْعَةِ عَلَيْهِمْ. And if your soul came and to talk to you and tell you, oh, you have the right to punish, you have right to do this or to do that, and you have the upper hand on them, فَقُلْ يَا نَفْس. Speak to your nafs. Speak to your nafs and tell your nafs, أَمَّا كَبِيرُهُمْ. That one who is older than me, قَدْ سَبَقَنِي بِالطَّاعَةِ فَهُوَ خَيْرٌ مِنِّي. This is one. The one who is older than me, it means he became mature before me. And he had made ta'a before me. Because I was young, and he was mature, mukallaf, and he made ta'a before I start to do the ta'a. So he is better than me. This is one. And the one who is younger than me, and I'm older than him, سَبَقْتُهُ بِالْمَعْصِيَةِ. I became mature and mukallaf before him, so I did make problem before he did actually start to make problem. He is better than me. And the one who is in my age, okay, in my level, my age, مَعْصِيَتُهُ مَشْكُوكٌ فِيهَا وَمَعْصِيَتِي يَقِينِيَّةِ فَلَا أَدَعُ يَقِينِ لِشَكِّ. What does that mean? That his mistake is a matter of doubt for me, but my own mistake is a matter of certainty. Like this, he's better than me. I'm not gonna sell my certainty with my doubt, because I'm not sure what he did in his hidden life, but I'm very sure and certain what actually I did in my hidden life. Teachings of Ahlul Bayt alayhum salam. And he told him, فَإِنْ عَظَّمُوكَ وَمَدَحُوكَ فَقُلْ هَذَا فَضْلٌ مِنَ اللَّهِ أَجْرَاهُ عَلَىٰ أَلْسِنَتِهِمْ. If they actually admire me and send some, put you in their words of compliments, say this is great fadl min Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, made it available in their tongue. They had this for me because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made fadl on me. It's great. فَإِنْ جَفُوكَ وَذَمُّوكَ. And if they did insult you and stayed away from you, you should say this one, لَعَلَّ ذَلَكَ بِذَنْبٍ اِقْتَرَفْتُ. Maybe I did some kind of mistake or a problem. That's why people are not talking to me, they are insulting me. Maybe I did a problem. And you have to make sure, continue telling him, and you have to make sure that الدُّنْيَا عَشِيقَتُهُمْ وَالْإِنسَانَ لَا يُحِبُّ أَنْ يُزَاحَمْ فِي عَشِيقَتِهِ. Okay? That الدُّنْيَا is their lover. And no one would love to be shared with his lover. This is dunya. This is the dunya is the source of the problem. The source of the problem among those people who have little like weakness in their iman. Sometimes who is strong in iman, he won't care too much. And he will watch his steps. There is this saying from Imam Ali alayhi salam, about Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. you how many prophets we have? 124,000 prophets. 124. It's a big number. They could make like a population is one city of one city. He said, لو اجتمع الأنبياء كلهم في زمن واحد ما اختلف. If all those أنبياء will get together in one time, they're not gonna fight. أبدا. They fight. The fight comes from because of this dunya. They are not gonna fight. Yesterday we have mentioned little poem from Al-Farazdaq. Do we have anna waqt? بعد شوية. Fine. A little poem from Al-Farazdaq, which is very, very actually, it takes my heart. I'm gonna say two of them. I did not mention yesterday those two of them. One of them is كلتا يديه غياث عما نفعهما يستوكفان ولا يعروهما العدم. كلتا يديه غياث, like he's the man of generosity. It's like the rain given every time الخير to this land. غياث for everybody, for everyone who is poor. He doesn't ask him why, who are you, from which family you are, from which faith you are. His goal to spread his ata, his given and his generosity everywhere in Al-Madinah. And ma'ruf that the Imam used to carry food at night and needs at night to give it to those who need it. And after the shahadat of Al-Imam Zain al-Abidin alayhi salam, like 2-3 days, people they used to say, where is that guy that he used to come and to give us food and this and that? He found out that man was Zain al-Abidin alayhi salam. كِلْتَ يَدَيْهِ غِيَاثٌ عَمَّ نَفْعُهُمَا يَسْتَوْكِفَانِ وَلَا يَعْرُوهُمَا الْعَدَمُ. But there is this one. There is this one. يَكَادُ يُمْسِكُهُ عُرْفَانَ رَاحَتِهِ رُكْنَ الْحَطِيمِ إِذَا مَا جَاءَ يَسْتَلِمُ. This is another one that actually takes my mind. What does that mean? This would remind me, this is يَكَادُ يُمْسِكُهُ عُرْفَانَ رَاحَتِهِ. Imam, as we think, that Imam alayhi salam, also he was wishing the Imam salamullah alayhi to go to the black stone to see, to touch the black stone. But actually, and the truth is that this Al-Farazdaq is saying, if that black stone would have soul by himself and foot and feet to walk, it will pull out itself from its position and walk towards Zain al-Abidin alayhi salam to hug him like this. Sallu ala Muhammad. Black stone itself is wishing to come out to hug Al-Imam Zain al-Abidin alayhi salam. Not the other one. يَكَادُ يُمْسِكُهُ عُرْفَانَ رَاحَتِهِ رُكْنُ الْحَطِيمِ إِذَا مَا جَاءَ يَسْتَلِمُ. There is this great story that one was mentioned in the history, that man who was asking for help in Al-Madinah al-Munawwara, and he get, instead of help, little insult from even some friends or someone who were around. They told him, why you need us to help you out? You have an imam, go talk to him. You go to your imam, he will help you out. He will give you. We have nothing to give you. The man found himself hopeless with these people. So he went to Al-Imam alayhi salam, he knocked the door and he told him the story. These people kicked me out, I couldn't do anything and I need help and I need food, my family is hungry or this. Imam Ali Zain al-Abidin alayhi salam gave him two pieces of bread. Look at this one. He gave him two pieces of bread. You know the bread that Ahlul Bayt alayhum salam eat is different than the bread that we are eating. It's different. Abadan. Khalis. You know what khalis mean? 100% pure. Ma fi habbat haram. One dharra haram nothing. Abadan. 100% pure. Abadan. So this man, he took these two pieces of bread. Imam Zain al-Abidin, he told him, Insha'Allah tara khayran bihadha al-khubz. He gave him these two pieces of bread. He said, you will see, Insha'Allah, a good result with it and good thing with it. The man He went home to break them. He couldn't break them. He couldn't eat. He couldn't. With Nahari or anything, cannot be broken. Abadan at all. He can't do anything with them. So he took these two bread to somebody who's selling fish. He told him, I don't have any money. I have these two pieces of bread. Why don't you give me fish? He could eat the fish instead of these two bread. He got the fish, two fish, and he came home. He opened one of those fish. He found like a very expensive stone in the stomach of that fish. Subhanallah. And he sold. He took that stone and he sold it with a large amount of money. And what happened is that man who took that two pieces of bread and gave them the fish, when he went home to eat that kind of bread, he couldn't make it also. He could not break them. He went to the man that he took the fish from him. He told him, I want you to keep the fish and I want you to keep the bread. I cannot eat that bread at all. And that man, he said, okay, no problem. He took the bread and he went back to Imam Zain al-Abidin alayhi salam, gave him his bread back. Imam Zain al-Abidin alayhi salam smiled because he knew what was going on with him. And he said, خُبْزُنَا لَا يَأْكُلُهُ غَيْرُنَا. Our bread will not be eaten by anybody else. Abadan. صلى على محمد وعلى محمد. These two pieces of bread came back. Abadan came back, and the man came out very happy, and everybody is happy, and things went out very nice. And this is the blessing and the barakat of Ahlul Bayt, Salamullahi alayhim. They are, as we said in the beginning, the highest level of the example that was set in Al Quran Al Kareem for the creatures, among the creatures, in this dunya and in the next life. And what happened, the people of the tyrants, they cannot handle to live. يعني النجاسة will not live مع الطهارة. Cannot reside مع الطهارة أبدا. The tragedy of Karbala came to be in the life of Imam Zain al-Abidin alayhi salam as a school of thought to explain what was going on in Karbala for 34 years. 34 years. It's the longest time of al-imamah was given to al-imam Zain al-Abidin. 34 years talking about Ashura, what was going on with Ashura. He used to, anytime they used to bring him food, he used to mix his food with tears from his eyes. Bring him water, he used to mix the water with tears of his eyes. And he used to say, قُتِلَ إِبْنُ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ عَطْشَانًا قُتِلَ إِبْنُ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ ضَمْآنًا. How he will drink this pure water when his father, he saw his father killed in Karbala. عَطْشَانًا ضَمْآنًا. There is this one time, Abu Hamza al-Thimali, and you Abu Hamza al-Thimali, he came to him and he saw him crying. قال له يا ابن رسول الله ما يا ابن رسول الله أما آن لبكائك أن ينتهي. Well, there is no end for your buka. There is no end for your tears. There is no end for your sadness. Until when? أما آن لبكائك أن ينتهي أما أنا لحزنك أن يزول. سيدي ومولاي لقد قتل جدك علي بالسيف. Before علي, جدك علي was killed by the sword. لقد قتل عمك الحسن بالسم. Also عمك الحسن was poisoned and he was killed. سيدي إن القتل لكم عادة. This is not natural for you. الشهادة. وكرامتكم من الله الشهادة. قال له يا أبا حمزة شكر الله سعيك. That's true. That it's really natural for us. It's our dignity in life. It's our honor to have shahada. But have you ever heard or imagined that the family and the women and the children of the prophet were taken to captivity before. Abadan, have you heard something like this before? شكر الله سعيك أبا حمزة ولكن هل رأت عيناك أم سمعت أذناك أن هاشمية قد سبيت قبل يوم عاشوراء فوالله لا أنظر إلى عماتي وأخواتي إلا وذكرت فرارهن من خيمة إلى خيمة ومن خباء إلى خباء والمنادي ينادي احرقوا بيوت الظالمين إن لله وإنا إليه راجعون وسيعلم الذين ظلموا أي منقلب ينقلبون والعاقبة للمتقين والحمد والشكر لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم كن لوليك الحجة ابن الحسن صلواتك عليه وعلى آبائه في هذه الساعة وفي كل ساعة وليا وحافظا وقائدا وناصرا ودليلا وعينا حتى تسكنه أرضك طوعا وتمتعه فيها طويلا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين صلوات